Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Self-Reacquaintance podcast. And yes, we are on number 10, our 10th episode, which I was looking forward to because this is where I take a break. This is where I stop just a little to take a break. I will come back. So yes, we are on our number 10. And thank you all so much for being with me from the start until now. I am so happy to reach this milestone. And I am so excited still to record. You know, I'm still excited about recording new episodes, about doing some research, about talking to people, about, you know, issues that we deal with on a day-to-day basis as part of the research that I'm doing for the topics that we are going to discuss on the podcast. So I have not lost it. I actually think I am more excited about recording new episodes now more than I was when I started. So we are growing. We are growing, and I'm feeling that we are becoming better at it. We are becoming better at doing it, at recording, at speaking, and I am excited for what the future holds. So back to today's 10th episode. I can't believe I'm saying number 10. I thank God also for, you know, helping me to be consistent. Someone commented on my consistency, and I was like, yes, I think that is also something I need to acknowledge, that I've been able, from the time I started, I've been able to stay consistent and to do this, whether it is at night, whether it is in the morning, with all my things that I'm doing, with the busy schedule that I have. I've been able to be consistent for 10 weeks straight. 10 weeks, because I release every Saturday since the time I started. For me, that is a big thing. It is a big thing. And I want to thank God for enabling me to be able to do that. Well done, Zanele. Well done. Yay. Anyway, we start by introducing the host. My name is Zanele Mguni, and I am your host for the Self-Reacquaintance podcast, where we journey inward to understand and reconnect with ourselves. Today, we are talking about life balance. Today, we are going to talk about what true life balance really is. So let's start here. Let's start by addressing a few misconceptions around this issue. We often think of life balance as achieving a perfectly even scale, you know, an ideal where work and rest are equally weighed every day. We imagine this as having everything in order, under control, where there's no chaos, and where we have endless energy. And if this is the case, it means none of us have it. It means none of us have life balance. Because the things that I mentioned, we all have them. The chaos, the lack of energy, being tired, not being able to prioritize at different points in our lives. We all go through that. And that means, according to this definition of having this perfectly even scale, it means none of us have it. It means none of us has achieved the life balance, because it can never be that smooth. No matter how much you plan, the reality is life will never be that smooth. In reality, balance is less about dividing time equally and more about managing priorities. I have come to realize that finding balance does not mean spending the same amount of time on everything equally. It is more about prioritizing what comes first at that moment and then allocating the correct amount of time to it. I hope I'm making sense. I was listening somewhere, someone was explaining it, and I was like, this is what it means. For me, this is what it means. It is not at all about dedicating the same amount of time towards everything, every day. It is impossible to do that. And another misconception is that rest is only earned through hard work. I think I am a victim of this. We say phrases like, I'll rest when I've earned it, or there's no time to rest until the work is done. That is wrong. I know we do it, but that is wrong, because this, unfortunately, leads to burnout. It is also very dangerous, because if you don't schedule time to rest, one day your body will choose rest on your behalf, and it won't be nice, and it will come at such an inconvenient time, and it will not be nice at all. You may even end up in a hospital. You may end up in a mental institution, and even worse, you may even lose your life. You know, it is very dangerous not to take rest and not to take breaks in your life. When we look at rest as something conditional, we create an endless cycle of burnout, because let's face it, the work is never really done. It is never done. Because when you finish one thing, you want to do the next. When you finish it, you want to do. So the work will never be done. The work is never done. It is up to you to find space in that working to rest. So true life balance involves viewing rest not as a luxury, but as a necessary component of our ability to work effectively. We find that we classify our lives into two categories as human beings. That is work and life. We think we have our paid work, right? And then we have life. So life will include everything else we do outside of our paid work. We consider life to be family, to be church, friends, projects, and. You know, we say that is life because it is outside of our paid work. According to us, we think that is life. And then you hear people say, you don't have a life, meaning you don't have a girlfriend or boyfriend, you don't have a life. You don't go on vacations, you don't have a life. You don't have friends and you don't go out to restaurants, you are boring. You definitely don't have a life, right? That's what we say. We say a person doesn't have a life because they don't do ABC. But actually, that is not how we should categorize our lives. Yes, it is correct to have two categories, but instead of work and life, it is actually work and rest. You already have life. God has given you the life. You are still alive. You are still here. Therefore, you have the life. So that's out, right? You are left with work and rest. So you replace life with rest. Work includes everything we do, paid or not. Everything that requires significant amount of energy and or creativity. Taking care of your family, serving at church, going out with siblings and friends, doing projects in your home. All that is part of work. It does not necessarily have to be paid work, but it is work nonetheless. Then you rest. That is the second category. Rest means you stop the work and you focus on things that restores our bodies, souls, that restores the mind, that restores the spirit. It is about refilling our cups so that we have the required strength, energy, zest to go back to work, so that we have enough to pour into others, to pour into work, to pour into our loved ones and other relationships that we have, right? So it is work and then it is rest. It is like a car. We drive our cars up to a certain mileage before we take it in for service. It doesn't go to service because it is broken. It goes for a service to prevent it from being damaged. And it goes for a service so that we avoid paying a lot of money for repairs, right? Now, there is a minor car service for us as human beings. That will be, for example, a weekend. It is a short break that we get to quickly refill and recuperate, then go back to work. And then there are major car services. For us, that will be the vacation leave. The vacation leave that you may take maybe 2, 3, or 4 times in a year to switch off completely and to recharge. And do you notice immediately the changes in the performance of your car after each service? Like yesterday, my car went in for a service and I felt it immediately. You feel it immediately that they did something to the car. It is the same with us. After the rest, after the break, you come back better. You perform better. And not just perform at work, but you just perform better even at home because you have refilled. So you pour into your family better, you pour into your work, you pour into your friendships and all other areas of your life. And you do it better because something has been done. You have refilled the oil. You have changed the oil, right? I think this analogy works best to explain what I'm trying to describe here about the work and rest balance. Now, let's turn to the Bible on the issue of work and rest. From the beginning in Genesis, the Bible says God created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh day, establishing the pattern of a work-rest rhythm. The pattern which we should all follow. It wasn't because God needed rest. You must get that right. But he did this so that he shows us a model of balance. We need to understand that rest is not an afterthought. It's part of the design for our well-being. This rhythm is repeated several times in the Bible. So in Exodus 20:8-10, we are instructed to remember the Sabbath, to keep it holy. This is not just about a specific day, but it is about a principle of taking time to step back from work and honor a rhythm of rest. The Bible clearly emphasizes that rest is sacred. It is a gift and a command, and it is not a reward for productivity. You don't only get it after being productive. You get it because it is part of life. Now, Jesus shows us how it is done. In Mark 6, verse 31, after his disciples had been working and ministering to the crowds, Jesus said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." Here, rest is encouraged as a form of self-care and renewal. You see, when you need to rest, when it is time for you to rest, you don't need to feel guilty about it. You are not lazy for wanting to rest. Don't feel guilty for wanting to rest. These Bible passages remind us that life balance is not just about working hard, which I encourage a lot, but it is also about honoring rest as an integral part of our well-being. You need to be well in all areas of your life. When you are well, you do well. You show up well. You perform best, right? Take the needed break as much as you need it, as often as required. I encourage it. Everything in life involves the work and rest rhythm. Breathing, for example, our breath shows us a rhythm. Inhaling is work because it requires effort on your part. And exhaling is a rest. It is a releasing. It is surrendering. Rest. We can't have one without the other. You can't work without rest, and you can't rest perpetually without work. Both are equally important. For example, holding our breath for too long is uncomfortable and really unsustainable. You'll die. You can't. You can't do it. This is why I'll never understand people who don't want to do the work. People who think someone else would do things for them. How? I will forever and ever, amen, encourage hard work. But I will also do the same with rest. I will encourage you to take it easy when needed, to take care of your mental health, to look inward, to declutter, to rest, and to reset. Because we need that balance. Our lives need that same cycle of input, that is work, and output, the rest, to be sustainable. Someone may ask, what do you do when you rest? I say, you sleep. Just close your eyes and sleep. You spend time with God through reading the word and prayer. You catch up on your favorite series or you watch a movie. You do things that don't exhaust and strain you. Things that don't stress you, that don't stress your mind, you know. You close your eyes and you listen to music. Or you listen to the Self-Reacquaintance podcast. On a serious note, you listen to the Self-Reacquaintance podcast because, you know, that is part of resting. Those are some of the things you can do when you rest. Go on a vacation and do things that help you forget about your work and your main responsibilities for a moment and help you check in on yourself to check if you are okay, if you are still happy, and if you feel like you are still on track, and to just be you. I mean, rest will look different for all of us, but it is just about that. Doing things that are not going to require energy, that will not exhaust you. But you can go and do a little research to see what rest is, and just see what kind of rest works for you and do it. Do that kind, the type that works for you. So I will be taking a break from the podcast in terms of recording that is and creating new episodes. But I will still be doing the behind the scenes work because I want it to grow and I have big dreams for it. So I will focus on that and other important parts of my life. But I'm taking a break from recording for now. I will indicate when I come back that I will be coming back. So for now, other things are a priority for me. But I will be back before you know it. This week also, I made big moves. Big, uncomfortable, scary moves for the podcast. These moves have not yet yielded their desired results, but I am just happy that I took the steps and I'm excited. I am sure that I will be coming back here someday to testify on what has happened and what I did, the bravery and what God is doing. But for now, I just wanted to indicate that I will be taking a break. Yeah, the much needed break. And yes, the other important thing that is happening currently in my life that requires some time and attention from me is that my children are starting with exams, and I need the space, especially for my grade 5 child, because grade 5 is hard and he has so much work. I need some time to prioritize that for now. When we started, we said balance is not about spending the same amount of time on everything at the same time, right? So this now requires my time. It is a priority for me right now. Therefore, I'm going to be doing that. Yeah. Now that we have explored what true life balance is, here are some practical steps to incorporate into a healthy rhythm of work and rest. Ne? Scheduling rest as a priority and not an afterthought. You need to intentionally schedule time for rest. Consider rest as a non-negotiable appointment in your life. This might mean setting aside a day, an afternoon, or an evening dedicated to unplugging from work or your many other responsibilities. Just as you wouldn't cancel an important meeting, commit to keeping your rest time protected. Schedule that time and protect that time. That is the first step. And then set clear boundaries. You need to have boundaries. I said one day I'm going to talk about boundaries, because boundaries have been made to be seen as a negative thing. But actually, boundaries are very positive. Even God set boundaries, because boundaries are not about the other person. They are about yourself. You know, they are about protecting you. So yeah, we will talk about that someday, but you need, as part of this, you need to set clear boundaries between work and rest. When work is done, let it be done. Avoid and stop bringing work into spaces that are meant for rest. I know sometimes we are forced, like this last week has been hectic. We are forced to work even after we thought we were done. You know, when we are home already, when it is night and you are required to open that laptop and start working. But don't make it a habit. Let it be a once in a while type of situation. Don't let it become a habit. Close that laptop. Take that long bath. Take that long walk. Stop working at certain times. Have that boundary. You know? Have a boundary. And then start small. You know, the daily mini rests. Incorporate short breaks throughout the day to avoid the mental and physical toll of non-stop work. I am bad at this, but I said there's no reward for working hard and exhausting yourself and being burnt out. There isn't. The reward is hospital. The reward can be bad. So we don't want to get there. We need to learn to stand up and walk, go pee, you know, go make coffee, take a break. Don't just work nonstop. It is not right. It is not healthy. So learn to do those small things throughout the day that help you to rest. This could be a 5-minute break, for example, to stretch and talk to a colleague, you know, breathe, listen to a podcast, step outside of the office or whatever, wherever you are. And that is a rest. That is also part of rest. And then come back again, focus maybe for another 30 minutes or an hour, and then again, take another break. Just like that, you know. It's something I'm also going to practice. It is a challenge but we are going to get there because we want to be well. And then remember, as a last step, remember that Sabbath principle we spoke about there by the Bible Insights. Dedicate one day a week, or at least part of that day, to recharge and to reconnect with what matters most to you. This isn't just about resting physically, but also creating space to renew spiritually and emotionally. I think in the last episode, I even spoke about starting gardening, you know, doing something as simple as that to recharge, just to create a new environment for yourself to escape the working environment. So take time to find the rest. Dedicate time intentionally so to rest. Like I have dedicated the next few weeks to doing that. It's not going to be complete rest because I'm still at work and I'm still showing up in other areas of my life, but I'm taking a break and a rest from recording the podcast. life balance is about finding harmony between our efforts and our rest. A balance that allows us to live fully and sustainably. Ne? That is that. On that, are we together? I'm done. Thank you for joining me in this exploration of life balance. Today, we redefined balance as the natural, God-given rhythm of work and rest. I hope this conversation has encouraged you to look at your own life and consider how you can embrace rest as a sacred and necessary part of your well-being. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone who might need a reminder that true life balance is more than just managing time. Now, let us all try to honor the beautiful rhythm we are designed to live by. Until next time, take care of yourself holistically. Be safe, and God bless you and your loved ones. Bye.